Romantic comedies are beloved throughout the world, and one series has swept Netflix with words of praise and adulation. The series, To All the Boys I've Loved Before. In this episode of the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast, Dr. Jacob Khashoggi teaches life lessons from situations that come up throughout the three-movie series of To All the Boys I've Loved Before. We cover lessons about, should girls expect guys to act like Peter Kavinsky? If dating contracts are a good thing? Long-distance relationships? What to do if you're getting mixed signals like Josh? And if you should keep your options open, like film two. Tune in for some practical takeaways from the series.
Welcome to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast, episode 65.
Everyone wants happiness and success, and we know how to get you there. Come listen to the Leadership Society of Arizona as we teach a proven logic to help you simplify life, overcome challenges, and predict the future. You're listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. My name is Chuck Solanas, and I'm joined by our special guest, Dr. Jacob Khashoggi. Thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Jacob. Today, we are going to do a little bit of arranging on our normal podcast, plan. The way we normally do things is we kind of cover a life problem that I'm going over, and then we try and figure it out and solve it. But now we're going to get into a movie that I think has swept the nations with tears of joy and gladness. I think this is a movie series really that a lot of people are really can relate to. It's called To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Now, Dr. Jacob and I have both watched this series, so we figured it was topical, and we figured it was something that anyone can relate to. The first thing I wanted to bring up is Peter Kavinsky. Peter Kavinsky is the main character, and he is like all into really showy stuff. When it comes to like impressing Laura Jean and making sure that she's like really happy, always showing that he's thinking about her. Is this really a correct expectation of what a boy should be like in high school and college?
Wow. This is like a dangerous question here. Now, I want to preface my answer with this. For any human being to have an expectation on other human beings is always a very high-risky model. So if you're asking me an expectation, is this a good expectation? No, there is never a good expectation. Now, okay. In terms of the main character, Laura Jean, in this movie, if she had that expectation, that would have been a good expectation because the guy did exactly that. But there is no other guy like that guy. I don't even know his name.
Peter Kavinsky.
Oh, yeah, Peter. Okay. There's no other guy like Peter, neither better nor worse. It's just Peter is who Peter is. And any person you're going to meet is going to be different. They'll have things that they might cater to the girl more and things that he catered to more that they might cater to less. But everyone, based upon their experiences, are all different. So I think I need to go with the answer that any expectation that you think a guy is going to act a certain way or a girl is going to act a certain way when you're dating them, or even if they like you, that is not a very good thing to have. Especially today with COVID and with things that have been happening in socializing, with the advent of social media and everything. Things are changing. So what you might expect before that might not necessarily be, you know, how people really are, or even the person that you really like, how they might see life. And so the best thing to do is have no expectations and just get into a relationship or finding out about a person you like with a blank slate, just really being interested in who they are and what they're going to do.
Okay. All right. Question number two. So during this movie, there is a contract that is written up between Laura Jean and Peter Kavinsky about what can or cannot happen in their relationship, or terms of the fake dating. Do you believe that this is a good idea?
Oh, definitely a good idea. Now look, this is a good idea for a couple of reasons. First, you're going to notice that they had a contract and then the contract was broken. That's a very good lesson for all people to figure out, that even though you have a contract, even if there might be penalties to this contract, contracts never work. Because people are always doing the best they can do. And if you wrote up something in that contract that they are not capable of doing, or that they're going to forget, or they're going to do by accident, the contract's mute. They're going to do it regardless of if it's in the contract or not. But you can only figure this out if, you know, sometimes you go through it. And so I thought that was a great thing for them to do. Do I believe in contracts? No.
Got it.
Because contracts lead to what?
They lead to talking and expectations. Yep. All right. So you would recommend writing up a contract between you and, so if you were a high school student, you would recommend for your high school students that are watching this, or college students, for them to write up a contract between them and their girlfriend or boyfriend, stating the terms of the engagement.
No, that part was a joke. That's only a good idea to find out that contracts don't work.
Okay.
No, right. But life is kind of a progression, right? And hopefully as you get older, you learn that people are who they are, no matter if you sign them up for a contract or if you make them, you know, have an oath, you know, whatever it might be. People can only do what they can do. And part of growing up is communicating with each other. And so communicating at a young age what your expectations are, what you're thinking, trying to express your feelings, figure out how you feel, I think that's always a good idea. And the more you do it, the more you start realizing that no matter what you say, the other person can only understand what they can understand. And so a lot of this doesn't really do a lot of good, but it's good to do when you're young to figure it out, to realize, one, what you feel and how you want to express yourself, but then two, to understand what this actually does, which is unfortunately very little in a relationship. It's better that you talk less and listen more, so you can understand who the other person is, instead of trying to get them to change.
Okay. Next question. If you are a Josh, referencing the first movie, he was the guy that received one of the letters from Laura Jean, who had dated her older sister.
I remember this guy, yes.
Yep. And so if you are Josh and you're like trying to figure out what's going on after receiving this letter and then seeing another guy kissing Laura Jean, what would you recommend in that scenario? What would you want to do if you were Josh?
Now, hopefully if I was Josh, I would be understanding enough to realize I should have no expectations on people, that regardless of what someone tells me by letter or by word of mouth, that that might all be inaccurate.
Okay.
Especially when people are very young. You know, I remember being in high school, junior high school, and it seems that it could be one day you really like one person, the next day you don't like that person at all and you like another person. Because you're developing, you're trying to figure out who you are, who you like, depending on what event happened could change your whole opinion on things. And so going from day to day, you can't really trust what someone tells you. You have to have no expectations. Just say, hey, you know, let's see what happens. So if I was Josh, I'm seeing all of this. My first thing is go back in my home. Wake up the next day and start calling people and asking them, hey, what's going on here?
Go take a nap.
But to be honest with you, if you see a girl you think that likes you kissing another guy, there's something you missed. There's probably something you really missed. And that could be, you know, that could be because of her actions or your actions, whatever it might be, though. It's something that you have to take a step back and say, okay, I got to figure out what's going on here.
Got it. Okay.
Now that is very hard, by the way.
Yeah, that's really hard. I can imagine in any sort of work environment or even in school, when you say you're going to do something, you kind of expect that to happen.
And, you know, I was like 100 pounds, skinny, short, 5 foot, you know, less than 5 foot, skinny Japanese kid. So in high school, I mean, I wasn't in any condition to fight anybody. So I probably would have been a lot more mellow and probably would have been angry inside and kept it inside.
Yeah. Well, it's tough to
it is
be wise, be calm. Okay, all right, next question. Long distance relationships, that was kind of like an ongoing sort of thing when going into college. How do you navigate something like that, or do you think it's not really a good idea?
Long distance relationships, if it's meant to be, it doesn't matter if it's a long distance relationship or whatnot. If it's not meant to be, then long distance relationships will tear it apart quicker than being together. And so basically it just depends, you know, is the one you're with really the person who best suits you? And so I would say, hey, if you really like each other at the time and you want to try to be together still and stay together, great, but have no expectations. Okay, maybe a better suggestion is to realize that you'll be together unless it's not right. And if it's not right, you won't want to be together. But always, if it's not right and you have to find someone else, if you had a good relationship and you tried in that relationship, you will always find someone better suited for you. So if that didn't work out, you're always going to find someone better. And so it's you don't have to worry about it. You have to keep your mind open in the sense that if it's not working out, your one person could be somewhere else. It could be someone else.
Got it. Okay, well, that kind of ties into the second movie, where mysterious guy number 3 from like Model UN camp comes in, and almost overhauls the relationship between Peter and Laura Jean. So if you are in a scenario where, assuming that, like, if you are recommending to someone in high school or college or that's in the dating world that has a long-term relationship going on, but sees someone else that they had feelings for in the past and looking at that as another option, do you think it's good to keep both options open? Or do you think long-term relationship, committed, gotta stick with it?
Well, first, whatever you do, you gotta be honest with the person you're currently dating. Have to be honest with them. Let them know what's on your mind. But two, if you're planning to be with someone forever, your whole life, you better be 100% sure. If you got a space in your mind thinking of another person could be an option that's better than who you're with, yeah, you better keep your options open. Right? Unless you're willing, even if you have doubts, if you're willing to say, there could be other people out there, there could be some people I know that I could go very well with, but I can 100% choose this person, then you're good. You can commit 100%, you're good. But if you're saying, I don't know, I might not be happy, I can't really commit 100%, then yeah, keep your options open, right? You can, as long as you're honest with both, you can go out on dates with both of them, get to know both of them, and you're actually doing everybody a favor by doing that, right? Because if you're not going to explore something that you really think is an option, you're going to regret. And that's going to stick in your mind forever. And then you're going to tell this other person you're going to be with them, you know, for your whole life. That's not really a fair thing. So, yes, definitely keep your options open.
Okay. But be upfront when you're doing that.
Yes, definitely have to be honest with people.
Okay, well, awesome. I think that covers it for this series. Appreciate the time. Thank you so much, Dr. Jacob, for answering the questions. And if any of our viewers or listeners have other movies that they want us to discuss, feel free to comment below on the video. Thank you, listeners, for listening and viewers for watching. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. It would be great if you could take a moment to write us a review. For any questions, comments, or topics that you would like to have addressed on the show, email the team@leadaz.org. To learn more about the Leadership Society of Arizona, visit us at leadaz.org.